A settlement has been reached in a 1997 lawsuit alleging the state was neglecting its duty to provide adequate funds for rural schools in the state. The litigation was brought by Willie Casile of Akiachak and the Center for Educational Advancement of Alaska's Children, or SEAC. The case drew the attention of the executive and legislative branches of government when a superior court in 1999 ruled in Casile's favor. In the settlement agreement, which will have a ceremonial signing Thursday in Anchorage, Governor Sean Parnell promises to include support for the construction of 5 new rural schools at a cost of $146 million and to continue financial support of $38 million per year for the next 3 years. Charles Woolforth, the executive director of SEAC, says the agreement resolves the concerns of a lot of people. Woolforth is a freelance contributor to APTI programs. APTI is APRN's parent organization.
The people who fought this for 14 years and stuck with it and kept lobbying the legislature and kept up the pressure in court and contributed the money from rural school districts, they've gotten what they asked for, which is new schools being built and a mechanism that will fund schools into the indefinite future on a fair and equitable basis with urban Alaska. And that's, to me, a historic milestone, and that's an accomplishment.
The legislature was not part of the settlement. However, the agreement acknowledges a legislative solution that so far has directed more than $1 billion to rural schools. Woolforth points to legislation from Bethel Senator Lyman Hoffman in 2010 that addressed a method for automatically providing funds in future years.
And what the settlement does is it acknowledges that that was a necessity to settle this case, and that it gives us the sort of the entryway back into the courthouse if that's ever not respected, which I think it will be. You know, I think the legislature's come a long way.
The 5 new rural schools agreed to in the settlement are in Emonic, Kilgannick, Nightmute, Queethluck, and Kivalina.